Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, mate, every now and then, it's a good idea to go down under. And when we're down under, my favorite place down under, at least for red wines, is the Margaret River region.
That's right, Maggie River. There you go. No, I love Margaret River because it's kind of the anti-Australia. Whereas things from the Barossa Valley and all that region, Southeast Australia,
are really big.
Right. You know, and monolithic and huge. Margaret River scales things down beautifully. They keep the good flavors and the good qualities, but it's on a more approachable scale.
A little more elegant, I think.
I think so. Let's start with, well, the whole show is about Lewin Estate, which is my favorite property there. Very, very high quality stuff. Let's start with Lewin Estate's Cab Sauv, Margaret River, the Prelude Vineyard, 2021, $33, which is Saturday night dinner price. The Margaret River is just this one, this cab from Margaret River, quite dark, very soft and rich. The nose is a subtle blend of mocha, cassis, and cardamom was what I identified the spice as.
Okay.
The big first impression is the softness. It's very mild. The tannins are very mild, great acidity. The flavor center on blackcurrant with side notes of ginger and green apple. And this is a very easy drinking cab, and at 4 years old, it's drinking really well.
Yeah.
You can set it aside for a few more years. I think it's going to do very well in the cellar, but it's doing very well right now. They make a really nice Chardonnay, does Lewin Estates. This is also from the Prelude Vineyard, and 2022, $40 for this one. When I looked at it, I saw a very pretty medium gold color. And the aroma was kind of unique, carnations, which has a very unique smell.
Okay.
Lemon blossoms and a touch of minerality. There was no tropical fruit at all in this, which was interesting.
That is interesting.
When I tasted it, I was really impressed. Great bracing acidity along with very, very tasty fruit. The main flavor is Meyer lemon, which I really like that, which is a sweet lemon, along with the great acidity, great citrus flavor. And there's a dash of minerality that follows up, adding a bit more complexity. And the underlying concept of this wine is that it's really clean and really sharp.
I got to check that one out.
It's very, very nice. That's the Lewin Estates Chardonnay Prelude Vineyard. And I thought it was a very, very nice Chardonnay. Now, I'm giving this next wine my Wine of the Week designation because it is so just typifies what Margaret River is all about. This is their Shiraz from the Artist Series, which is their higher-end series. Some 2021, $38, again, Saturday night dinner wine. It's a big three-quarter scale Aussie Shiraz, and that's not a bad thing. It's not like the big, blousy, overblown Barossa Valley type things. Very, very much more compact. The aroma is perfectly correct. Blackberries, sweet oaky notes, and a little touch of rose petals in it. Very nice. And on the palate, the wine is full-bodied, but it doesn't seem to be massive at all. The wine has a lot of fruit, but it isn't jammy. The flavor center on tart, blackberries with a touch of bitterness at the core. Getting along with all that is a nice touch of spiciness. So this Shiraz has the classic flavors, but on a much smaller scale, which is why I liked it so much. It is my Wine of the Week, Lewin Estate Shiraz. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by 88.1 WYPR.